pray for Ahab. He is sick. So pray the Lord will help him.
Amen.
Okay. Prayer list: Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Gladys Keaton, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett Family, Rusty Hill, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keaton, Saul, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike Delaney, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sidney and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Llewellyn family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pothead, Judy, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, Jane Schrantz, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, Jill and Jimmy Young. Anybody got anything to add to or take away from the list? Okay. Did anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I do want to let you know that my brother is home and they finally took him off of oxygen. We're still praying for him because I don't know if he's ever been saved. When he was born, he was too little and they gave him too much oxygen, so he's not real smart.
Yeah.
Just help me pray for him. I just wanted to thank God for saving, thanking him for every blessing he gave to us. Thanking him for taking my family in Honduras and me too. And he told me to pray and my brother's even going to church. Amen. I thank you for saving me and I thank you for all these blessings. And just thank you for letting us be here.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to hop in with us to pray. Him there, Lord, and take care of him. God, just again pray for our church, Lord, if you bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Somebody's gonna have to punch me and wake me up.
My first sight to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a call come ring for the rest of
rescue their souls, to say, send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine,
from shore to shore, shore to shore,
send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine, forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today, send the light, send the light, and a golden offering at the cross we lay, send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessing God's for light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let me not grow weary in the word of let it shine forevermore.
Amen.
Jack, go by the hay, been born in. Neither or a guilt and chain. Then the hang of Jesus touched me. And now, why I no longer death in. He touched me.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
You got one?
Casey Jim.
I see my. Wait a minute, let me make it.
Thank you for using the update that you have for the traditional. Because you need to be in the best to work with that one in here. But that one in here, but we're good.
You okay?
We're going to be back in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your words. We pray for the reading of your word now. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one that's here this morning. We pray for the ones that are not. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. I'm going to start with verse 11 and read down to verse number 17. Therefore, brother, it were I or they, so we preach, and ye shall believe. Now, if Christ be preached, that he arose from the dead, how saying some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? If they be not resurrected of the dead, then Christ is not risen. If Christ be not risen, then our preaching's vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be, then the dead rise not. For the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in sin. Now, folks, those verses are from 11 to 17. You know, obviously during this time that Paul is preaching, there's people there that believe not in the resurrection of the dead. We have that same thing today.
Amen.
There's people that just, they don't believe that Jesus is coming back. They don't believe that he died. They don't believe he died on the cross, that he was raised. Don't believe me? Go ask the Muslim. They'll tell you. He's just a prophet.
Yep.
Folks, everything that we believe, that we stand on, every bit of faith that we got in Jesus Christ is standing on the fact that Jesus died and was raised from the dead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The whole basis of our religion, our faith, our beliefs, is on that one key thing, that Jesus died on that cross, he shed his blood, he was resurrected on the third day, and took that blood and made an atonement for our sins.
Amen.
That's the whole basis of Christianity.
Amen.
And folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you do not believe that, then you are not a Christian.
Amen.
You have to believe that to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. To be saved, you have to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It ain't none of this, I'll be good. I'll donate this much and I'll do that. And I'll, works will not get you there.
No.
Our whole thought of being a Christian, more than our thought, our essence of being a Christian, us being Christians, is based on the fact that Jesus died and rose again, and because he was able to die and rise again, mm-hmm. so are we.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Folks, without that, we're not Christians. Without that belief and that knowing in our hearts that this has happened, there's no basis for salvation.
Yep.
You know, he starts out here and he says, therefore, if were I or they, so we preach, and you so believe. Folks, if you're a Christian, you've heard this preaching. And you have believed on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You believe it.
Yeah.
Like I said in Sunday school, I believe so much that I know that it's real.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I believe that that's an oak pew sitting there because I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have to have faith to go over and sit down on that pew. I know I can sit on that pew and I know it's going to hold me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I see it. I see that it's solid. I see that it's real.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something this morning, church. Glory to God, hallelujah. I believe that my name is written down in that Lamb's Book
Amen.
Of Life this morning.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Even though I haven't seen that book, and even though I haven't seen the page that my name is written on, I know that it's there.
Amen.
And I know that by faith because Jesus said, if I go, I'll go prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And I know he's preparing a place
yes.
for me. And I know that he's going to come back and receive me
Amen.
Unto himself.
Yes. Amen.
I believe that preaching mm-hmm. by faith. Mm-hmm. Church, I'm going to tell you something. There's no other way to the Father but through the Son.
Amen. Amen.
And I know that I know that I know that one day I'm going to be there with him. There in the presence of his Father. Because of what he did, not what I done.
Amen.
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 Of course, I had to do something to get there, and that was to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Regardless of who preached it, as long as they're preaching you the truth, doesn't matter if it's this preacher or, you know, Preacher Matthew or Preacher Hatt you know, Preacher Alice, whoever.
Yeah.
Whether it was Preacher John Dale, if it was Preacher Howard Wilson, or Joel Cook, Landon Rice,
yeah,
whoever it might have been that preached the truth. And the truth is, there's no other way but through the blood.
Amen.
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 But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus rose three. In his life. Lazarus, the young man,
yeah,
the widow woman, and the third was, what was the third one?
Little girl.
Yeah, the little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were risen before Christ was risen.
Yes.
They was risen on the promise that Christ was going to rise.
Amen.
If them three can be risen before he was risen, why can't we be risen after?
Amen.
You think about it. In the book of Matthew, it talks about when he was crucified, that those saints that got out of the grave and walked into the city and was starting to witness to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something this morning. This is not once upon a time.
Amen.
If you go over to the very first verse of Genesis in the very first chapter, it doesn't say once upon a time.
Nope.
It says in the beginning.
Amen.
In the beginning. Not once upon a time. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a fable.
No.
Jesus rose. And because he was resurrected, because he rose, we're going to.
Amen.
That's the path that Jesus was talking about. Remember? Where I go, you know the way. Folks, the way is through death. To follow him. Amen.
Amen.
And if Christ not be risen, then is our preaching vain? Is your faith vain? And your faith is also vain. In other words, if Christ didn't raise, if he wasn't risen from the dead, you might as well get up right now, go home, and quit listening to my line.
Yeah.
If Christ had not been raised, the faith that you got in that, it's in vain.
Yep.
Because that faith ain't gonna gain you nothing.
Nope.
You ain't gonna, without the rising of our Lord and Jesus Christ, without him dying on that cross, without him rising, without him he had to get up and take that blood and go sprinkle it on that mercy seat there before God for us to be forgiven, for our sins to be covered.
Amen.
He had to do that.
Yes, amen.
And to say that he didn't. And there's, like right here in this scripture, there is people who do not believe this. Just like there are people today that does not believe in Jesus Christ and what he done.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you something this morning, church. I believe.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
There is no doubt in my mind that the Lord Jesus Christ died for me.
Amen.
None. I know. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. I mean, if he didn't raise... It's a false witness of even the Lord, because we testified of God that he raised Christ up, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead is not risen. Raised not. Folks, it's like I said, everything that we have faith in and believe when it comes to Lord Jesus Christ, it has to be real in our hearts. It has to be real in our souls.
Amen.
We have to know without any doubt and within us. The Lord did this for us.
Amen.
Folks, he didn't have to come back.
No.
He didn't have to come down here at all. Nope. But he did it because he first loved us.
Amen.
And he knew that we couldn't get on in on the blood of animals.
No.
No, we might think an animal might be spot without blemish. But somewhere deep down in that thing, there could be something wrong with it. But I'm going to tell you something. The precious Lamb of God, there was no blemish.
Amen.
There was no spot.
Amen.
He was perfect in every way.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart this morning, even as he carried our sins upon him, he was still perfect.
Amen.
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 After all, that wasn't his sin he was carrying, it was ours.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
For if the dead rise not, did not then is not Christ raised. He is risen.
Amen.
He is risen. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. But if he didn't get up, we're still sinners.
Yep.
Our sins are not forgiven. We're lost, we're dying, going to hell.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something this morning, church. I'm not lost.
Amen.
I'm not going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Because I had a Savior.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ that grows up out of that grave. Conquering hell, death, and the grave.
Amen.
Took the keys of hell and shook it in the devil's face. Cleaned out paradise.
Yep.
Took his own precious blood and stood there in heaven before his Father, God, and made an atonement.
Amen.
With his blood.
Amen.
For me and you.
Amen.
All the ones before us and all the ones that's going to be after us.
Yes.
That fateful day when I realized that I was a lost, dying, and going to hell sinner. And the Holy Ghost of God come and knocked on my heart and showed me what I was. And he saved me by his almighty grace. My name written down in that Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Somewhere, I don't know where Betty keeps it. There's a blog somewhere with the names of the people that are members of this church. That ain't important.
Nope.
The book that is important is that Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And one of these days, church, glory to God, hallelujah, That book is going to be presented. And the names from that book will be read.
Yes.
And my name, his common name is Robert Morgan is. I'll know which one of them Robert Morgans I am.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't need another.
Amen.
When I die, my social security number, it'll be put in a place where he's dead and he can't vote.
Yeah.
But glory to God, church, our names,
The
ones of us that has the faith that's not vain to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, and we accept that sacrifice in which he made for us.
Hey.
What a day that will be.
Amen.
When our Jesus we shall see.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
When we're standing there, looking and thinking in our mind, man, I didn't realize that pearl was that big.
Amen.
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 Walking into a city that is so beautiful that the gold is so pure, it's clear. There to live for eternity.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
Never worried about death. Never worried about sorrows.
Amen.
Everything that we ever know and need, God will provide there in that place for us.
Amen.
The true paradise.
Amen.
Without the tree. Knowledge of good and evil, I hope. Well, I think when them new bodies would be smart enough not to mess with it, there's one on every corner. But glory to God. Church this morning, enjoy your life down here while you're here, because you know you're going to go to a place where you know you're going to enjoy it. Every day ain't going to be a joy down here. Some, you know. Supposed to be a rainy day tomorrow. Supposed to be a rainy day this afternoon.
Yeah.
But you just think about it. In dark, cold, gloomy days, there won't be none there.
Amen.
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 God will supply everything. It does down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he'll supply everything with it. More excellencies up there, I think, would be the way to say it.
Yeah.
Folks, if Christ did not raise, if he did not get up out of that tomb, everything that we preach, teach, and sing about, it's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, I'm a witness, because I know he got up.
Amen.
I wasn't standing there at the door when it rolled back.
Nope.
And I didn't see him walk out.
Nope.
Physically. But I'm going to tell you something. I got some friends who experienced it personally. A few Marys. Some apostles. Never met them, but I believe they're witness.
Yep.
Those over 500 that watched him ascend into heaven.
I believe.
I believe what they see. I believe what they've seen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to go over and sit down on it to know that it's going to support me. I know. Church, this morning, do you know?
Amen.
Amen. But we'll pick back up in verse 18 tonight. Has anybody got anything on their heart before we dismiss? Okay, so tell your prayer for us.
now with that, those 4 inches. Yeah, we have, and them two, don't I?
See the eyeball, huh?
Repeat.
Be careful.
By college. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I was thinking it's great.
The doorknobs almost, yes, there.
Right.
I was thinking.
Get that some doorknobs and put some of those doors.
Look at that garage.
Yeah.
I just want to look at it.
Okay, don't need to leave.
I thought I was in the nursing camp.
There's about 50.
Okay. Okay. I don't think I've got that much with me, so I'll leave it over to you.
Okay, you do that, and like I said, we'll, you want doorknobs on those, all three. Well, you might want to make it an unbidden three.
Is it three?
Yeah. Yeah, there's three, because there's two doors next to the laundry room.
That's right, one on the other side, yeah.
So, yeah.
It might be a good idea if I could lock that garage, lock coming in and out of the garage and so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now the key lock needs to be.
That would be a good idea.
On the garage side, yeah.
Huh?
Yes, but, huh?
Yeah, the keyhole needs to be on the garage side.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So when you said it, I was thinking, blame it too, because.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll get three of those and fix that molding and poke your box.
Is he sorry, he's sorry?
You took yours, Jeff, now.
I'm gonna try.
You bet you like.
Yeah, you too.
I'm probably gonna.
Yep. Old mirror.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. I'm trying to see if that thing made it.
No, you're gonna let the wall spin.
Oh.